I want to start with talking about what the focus on connection means in the workplace, since it means something very different from focusing on connection with a friend. In a workplace environment, there is almost invariably a purpose at hand that is the top priority, not connection. It may be completely obvious, but I find it really helpful to articulate that. And therefore, ask myself in those kinds of situations, when we are gathering for the purpose of doing something, having some action, or some service that we're providing, or some product that we're creating, or some decision that needs to be made, when there is a specific action purpose at hand, I ask myself at any moment when I've moved to focusing on connection, what is the minimum amount of connection needed to be able to focus on the purpose at hand? I will illustrate this with something that I've seen happen in many meetings of NVC people trying to work together, because in those contexts there's a lot of confusion about this. Let's say we have a meeting, somebody says something and another person gets triggered. That happens all the time in any meeting. In a workplace situation, and not even necessarily a workplace, when my focus is on a certain kind of action, I would still want to respond to the trigger with empathy and supporting the person in being heard. But I want to do one or two layers at most of it. What NVC people often do, they fall into the trap of, oh, we love empathy. Suddenly shifting, often without awareness that that's what's happening, shifting the focus from the purpose at hand to full connection and healing for this person about all this stuff that's ever happened to them in their life that's brought this trigger on. I'm being a little flippant, but I've seen some things not too far from this. Then other people get irritated because we're not focusing on the purpose, and then it becomes chain reaction of triggers. So I want to pause for a second and see if that principle of focusing on only the minimal amount of connection needed to refocus on the purpose is a helpful principle for anyone.
Nikki?
Yes.
Question. How do you know what the minimum amount of time is?
I don't know. I make an educated guess. And if I know myself to always go for more and more and more and more connection, I will try to err on the side of less focus on connection. Not less connection, but less focus on connection. Like, let's say the person expresses their trigger, I respond empathically, reflect what the trigger is about, and they keep on going, and I want to go back to the purpose at hand. I can ask the person, I'd like to know if you've been heard sufficiently for us to go back to the agenda. If I'm not sure, I can just ask that. Sometimes it will be evident because it's clear. There's often kind of like parking places when you try to connect with someone where there's like this relief of being heard for whatever was true in the moment. And then there can be more feelings and upset, and they don't need to necessarily be heard in that moment. Did this answer your question?
Yes. And I suppose it's valuable to ask if it seems really necessary, if they want to be heard more after the meeting or at another time.
Sure. Yeah. I would like to see workplaces where there is focus time for connection without any particular purpose. That's very rare. I'd like to see workplaces that are like Bay NVC, where we have clear times that we focus on connection without a particular purpose to achieve. It's my belief that it creates more effectiveness, but that's a hard sell. But I wouldn't try for that right away in any workplace. I want to say a couple more items that are relevant to what I just said in terms of connection. Again, especially these kinds of intense, quick, rapid-fire situations, I think the quickest way to dissolve things is by hearing the other person. And I want to have clarity, especially people who have a fair amount of NVC practice, that if we are responding by hearing the other person, that we stay clear on what our purpose in offering empathy is. I want our purpose to be for understanding to support the other person in being heard, for supporting clarity, things that are fairly close to the surface, making sure that the other person knows they're being heard, that they're being understood, that we have clarity together about what's being said, rather than anything like healing or emotional support. Because people will resist that more often than not in a workplace because it's not part of the shared agreement of what we do here.